This is WMUK's Let's Hear It, Music of the Moment in West Michigan. A few months ago, a beloved longtime musical citizen of Kalamazoo passed away. Many of you would know Gunther Fonken by sight if you attend concerts at the Symphony or Fontana. Gunther was an amateur cellist who delighted in the talents of others. He found many ways to encourage Western Michigan University music students, from attending their recitals to offering a place to stay and even arranging care and repair of instruments. All of this, WMU music professors Tom and Renata Knifik witnessed up close. They also witnessed a love story between Gunther and Agnes, another music lover and artist who married each other in their 70s. When Gunther died in March, Agnes asked the Knifiks if they would participate in a celebration of his life, to be held in June on what would have been their 12th wedding anniversary. That's when Tom composed The Love of Her Life for solo violin, which Renata played at the end of the celebration. Tom and Renata shared that experience with me at WMUK recently, and Renata played the song for Agnes to hear again. Here's Tom.
Gunther and Agnes have been central to musical life in terms of support in attending all things strings and jazz, so not only in the Dalton Center where we saw them probably weekly, if not more, but throughout town, Fontana, the Symphony. He loved everything to do with strings, and she loved everything to do with jazz. So between that, we were seeing them all the time. They became surrogate family. And in terms of the celebration for his life that Agnes produced, she asked for certain pieces of music, and we accommodated that. She gave us a little bit of wiggle room to do certain thing, other things. And it was 48 hours before I decided that it really, really needed to have something else. I waited that long because I wasn't sure if I was going past the bounds of her wishes and wanted to produce it in the way that she wanted the celebration to go, but I couldn't help myself. And the title, she gave me the title because I heard her say that dozens and dozens and dozens of times. So it was literally, she gave me the title before I wrote the piece.
What do you know about how they came together and how what their relationship was like?
Well, it was kind of wonderful because they met, for most people, you'd consider it later in life. They met in they knew each other, but they came together as a couple in their mid-70s. They were married for, would have been their 12th anniversary. In fact, the celebration date, June 16th? 15th. June 15th would have been their 12th anniversary. So it was really inspiring to see this couple who, when we knew them, they're in their late 70s and their 80s, with a lot of PDA and public displays of affection, holding hands and going to events and hosting dinners and things. It was really inspiring for us, really inspiring, hopefully for a lot of people, but it was really inspiring for us. And their love of the arts, was consummated in their relationship. And Agnes is in fact a beautiful painter. We have one of her works hanging over our bed. And Gunther was you could say he was an amateur cellist, but I mean, he gave recitals. He attended the Interlaken Chamber Music Festival in the summer that they hold at the end of their camp for adults with great professional groups, every year, I think for, 20 years, 30. I mean, he just did that. And he owned beautiful instruments and it was just, just wish that there were more people like that, more couples like that in the world. They really give off as much as they enjoy the arts. They just through their support and their affection and their passion for it.
So you wrote this piece in a short period of time. You were preparing for this celebration of Gunther's life, and it came down to a few hours on a Friday night.
After dinner, and we were like kind of plotting all the rehearsing. We're going to rehearse and, making sure we had everything in order. And I had to write something I had to offer more than just, the playing. I just really had to do that for both of them. And I'm a really painstakingly slow author. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Maybe I enjoy anguishing over the details, but I definitely do. So I'm a very slow writer. But I sat down about 7 at night, and by 3 in the morning, it was done. It was, and we tried it out the next day, and everything seemed to work. So there it was. We just added some nuanced details, but it was a one long night labor of love.
So I was talking to you earlier about it, and I said, well, we started G, and then you switched to B flat. Why did you do that?
Well, it has to go somewhere. I've been involved in music too long to, I mean, I enjoy modal, you know, one key things, you know, in the folk context, but I just need things to, the tension that only certain things like that, you know, a key shift can give it. And, you know, I was kind of playing, you know, around central tones of the tonality, so it made really easy transition notes to, you know, for common tones to other keys. And B flat's one that just kind of like, it just kind of opened up the B section a little bit more sunshine, and allows for a little bit more tension too, going back and forth.
Renato, when you're playing in memory of someone, do you have to be a bit careful about your own emotions and while you're actually performing?
I think it's actually maybe more of not my own emotions, but my emotions about the music and what it represents. I think is where I play just about anything, it is important for me to somehow figure out a story. And pieces like that, they're just extremely, extremely close with the story. And yeah, it's really very deep feeling, but that allows me sort of think deeper about the person or people I'm talking about. I think music says as much better than words. So for me, it's like a way to tell them how much I care, and care for both of them, and how much their love was such an inspiration. So that was my, I was glad Tom wrote this, because I there's no way to say it. It was best for me to pick up violin and just play the piece.
What was it like on the day of the gathering of his friends and family, and at the very end, I understand,
yes,
this is when?
Yes, you know, it was such a wonderful, the whole memorial was such a wonderful, actually more of a celebration of his life and their relationship. So at the very end, I thought the lonely voice of violin would, you know, how the melodies can make us feel, you know. And I just thought at the very end, if I could like bring back the feelings that they had together between them, that would be incredible. Wish I had that, this violin sound would, you know, almost like a human voice or something, could bring the memory for her, you know. So that was like my wish. So I didn't really feel people at all. I was just like sort of thinking Agnes when I was playing that, you know. So that, you know, there's a very different responsibility in performing concert. Not very different, but you feel in a different spot when you're playing old music or music that has been written, and you want to truly represent or kind of digest in a way the music that it will come from your heart, you know. But at a situation like that, it was brand new piece and really speaks to someone. I love those moments because it's truly, truly what music can do, you know, in feelings and emotions. So that's my take.
Music being in service of something.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's, music is that way. I mean, music is the way beyond words and way beyond, you know, the feeling, the everything from anguish that can help your anguish and can help your soothe you, as much as like sometimes this most soothing thing for those moments is to be able to cry out something, you know. So
without a doubt, music was created to help, you know, human beings get through life in different situations, you know, and it's always important to remember that.
I spoke to Tom and Renata Knifik. Tom titled the piece The Love of Her Life, which Renata played in the studio at WMUK. Here it is.